319 last time?
No, we were 320. I think I said 319. But...
Okay, that's what's got me.
Episode 46,000.
Welcome to the Perflation Show, episode 46,000. or 320. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
All in, baby.
All in.
And Jeff's ceiling.
Invite me.
Invite MP's here as well.
What's up?
We're going to talk about Deus Ex.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, more like Deus Sex. Sorry, I can't pass up an opportunity to do that.
I mean, all right, cool, I guess.
Has everybody played it here?
Yes.
I have played a little bit.
Okay.
All right, so let's establish roughly where everybody is, so that way we're not accidentally spoiling.
Oh God, don't no story bits, because I am not very far at all.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, judging by where I am, there isn't much of one to spoil.
I don't care.
I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but.
Well,
judging by where I am, I don't know anything. So.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I just did the bookstore side mission.
Oh wow. Okay.
Okay.
Jeff, where are you?
Not that far.
I have just gone to the other side of the city, and I am trying to... I finished up the golden ticket side mission, and then I'm doing... what the hell? I went to my work, and they want me to, like, do some sneaky shit at my work.
Yeah, okay, I haven't gone to my work
yet. I think you are... So, Jeff, have you gone to Golem City yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so maybe I'm the furthest. Has it become nighttime for anybody?
No.
Okay, then I am the furthest. Okay. That's literally what I just finished. That's why I was late. I was trying to finish that mission.
Okay, yeah. So, Tony and I are really early on. I'm a little bit past where Tony is, so.
Okay.
I think we could at least talk about that one side mission. I kind of want to a little bit, because I know I was talking with Chris about it, and we had, like, different approaches a little bit.
Oh, yes. Yes, certainly. Very much so. Tony might have actually hit that, too, if he's done anything outside of the opening prologue missions.
Nope, I'm not outside the opening prologue.
Okay. all right. Well, so Deus Ex, Mankind Divided. I keep on calling it Human Revolution, but that was the last one.
The titles are so interchangeable, I forgot. I Google it, and I forget which one is the sequel.
Every time I type it, I write Man King Divided, though. So.
I mean, that's okay.
That's a totally different thing.
Man King.
Yeah, it's a Deus Ex game, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, they let you make choices about how you want to do things. Deus Ex choices.
My choice generally is kill everyone.
Oh, okay. I have the opposite approach.
Well, I generally start out with I'm not going to kill everyone, and then I kill everyone.
See, that's what I do, too. So this one was like, just fuck it.
Yes. Here's what you. I was telling Chris before the show. Here's what you do. As soon as the shit hits the fan, just load your save.
Jeff is finally figuring out how to play games like a PC player, and I'm done playing games that way.
Yeah, it depends
it's
on
so
how
much
bad
more
it gets.
Satisfying though.
Like if they go hostile, which happens more often than it should, does AI have generous line of sights? Then I will reload, because that's depending on the scenario, that's just not something I feel like dealing with.
Yeah, the combat's not great.
No. I think I've only killed one person in the entire run so far.
Oh,
I've
played for 3 hours, and I've killed 40.
Jesus Christ. I'm 8 hours in, and I think if there are people inside the giant exoskeleton suits, like the larger police mech things...
Mm-hmm.
Then I've killed one of them. And that's because an objective kind of required me to, and there's no way that I figured out to incapacitate those guys. And stuff.
EMP bullets?
They will stun them, but they don't count as, like, I can't take them down. Like, I don't know if I needed a different AUG or something, different ability, but eventually I just had to go up to him with the combat shotgun and plug him in the face a few times.
So... This one picks up five years?
Two.
2 years. Yes, 2 years after the disaster at the end of...
Right.
Yes.
And it opens up with like a 12-minute video of what happened in the last game.
You can watch it. I skipped that because
I did not watch
it. I watched it.
I watched it.
I was like, I want to play. I don't want to sit here for 15 minutes waiting for when I can play.
I don't know how long that was.
They do a pretty good job of sort of like reminding you throughout the game though of everything that happened. Like for, and then like the loaded times are so long, I have plenty of time to read all of those info screens that sort of remind you where all the players are at and stuff.
The load times are pretty excessive,
especially for a PC version.
I mean, on consoles, it's not great either. So.
Well, I have to imagine those have got to be worse, which is scary considering how. Well, they're easily 20-25 seconds on, like, the first time you load into anything.
It's about that long.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
But once you're in the city, it seems to be pretty constant, so it's...
Yeah. That's one of the things I've always liked about this, that I can dive deep in, I can just go into the sewers, and it's not like there's a whole underground map of the sewers, but there's not, like, a separate load zone for any of that. It's just like, there it is.
Like in Fallout or Skyrim, where you open a door, it like has to load into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It seems like whole portions of the city will be kind of sectioned off. Like, if you need to go to another, like, it's the weird thing is like I couldn't figure out how to get on the other side of the city. I'm like, finally figured out. I'm like, oh, I have to take the metro, which is essentially a long loading screen.
Yes.
So yeah, it's kind of, but like. Whatever section you're in, it's all accessible, like, without loads, it seems like.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly a fan of the always give me a cutscene for the takedown thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Like, fade to black every single time.
And I've encountered a little bit of jank with it as well.
Oh, yeah?
Where, like, I've grabbed the guy, and he just flies off into space, and so Jensen just starts punching the air.
Nice.
which then makes a lot of grunting noises as it's rendered unconscious.
Not had that happen.
I also thought that those were supposed to be stealth takedowns, but I've actually like been seen once or twice with them, even though I've done them when I'm in cover. Like some dude across the screen, like far down a hallway, ran, like all of a sudden went hostile on me and stuff. And I was like,
those bionic eyes.
Man.
But
yeah, I mean, I am enjoying it, but I wouldn't say that it's so far any better than Human Revolution. Like, I feel like it is literally the exact same game. With just a couple
of... Yeah, it's very similar, for sure.
With some extra, like, abilities tacked on, none of which I've taken so far, because none of them are really stealth-oriented. They are, like, really cool combat abilities if you're into just, like... kicking down the door and fucking shit up.
I am going to get remote hacking at some point.
That's the one I do need to get. Yeah.
I'm waiting for the restriction to be lifted on it, because it's like, I guess it like uses too much of your resources. I don't know, it's weird.
Yeah, Tony hasn't gotten into the bookstore yet, so he hasn't come across. Right. There's a mechanic where Adam has secret augments
that were put in, I guess, in between games, which is kind of how they explain why they weren't in the first game,
right? But you didn't know about it until, like, you know, your stuff goes wonky after the prologue,
yeah.
And so that's like the new kind of mechanic going on, is that you can basically overclock yourself to 150%, and but it puts you in some sort of danger, I guess.
Yeah.
To do so.
But there's a path of side quests that can negate that.
Yeah, I mean, like, and it's given to pretty early on too. Like,
I'm doing that shit.
Like immediately after you figure out, like, after you're told about these new augments, like, it's like, hey, there's this thing out there that will allow you to be like super powered. So.
Yeah.
I actually did I just got the thing that he wanted me to get, and he's like, I'm going to give you a call when I'm ready.
Yeah, I think that's like part one, and then part two, I think they're broken up in terms of story missions, so it's like, here are the first side missions, and then some of them will continue further into the game after you've moved the story, the main plot forward.
Right.
I'm assuming.
I don't know. So everyone seems to be liking it.
Liking it, I think, is probably where I'm at, yeah. Okay. I love that first game. I think the first game is awesome. And, like, more of that is cool, but I'm really kind of disappointed that Prague is the only major location in the game. Like,
you went to a bunch of different, like, locations in that, in the
original
game. It was awesome. You had Detroit, which looked great most of the time. You had Singapore. I think you went to Hong Kong at one point, or Shanghai, one of the two.
Yeah.
There's a fourth one as well, and those were all mini hubs, but they all had a very, like, unique and distinct aesthetic to them, where Prague just, like, all five districts look exactly the same.
Prague looks like an old European city.
Yeah.
Surprise.
And it's kind of boring.
I don't know. It is more of the same, but I just really dig the gameplay of Deus Ex. Like, just the variety of ways you can approach things and build your character. Like, the upgrades are ridiculous. Like, I can punch through a wall. I can jump from as high as I want.
I like that we can all play it completely differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say, like, it did not... So when I put it in on Tuesday, I did not leave my first play session. Like, I was not happy. Mm-hmm. Like, I had all sorts of trouble... in that sandstorm thing, and
that's where I was like, I am not like energetic enough or whatever to like play through this.
It could have been, you know, I started it late at night and whatever, but it took me a while to get through that, and it wasn't until I got to Prague and it opened up and I was able to start doing like side missions and stuff, like where you are actually able to play the game,
right?
There's a lot of like tutorial in that first like kind of mission.
Yeah,
you can skip most of it, thankfully, if you remember how to play the game.
But I don't. I didn't do.
But
that.
You miss out on the forever. Achievement if you do that. You can't do
there,
that.
I didn't even know there was an achievement.
Yeah, there's an achievement for doing all the tutorials.
Jesus Christ! Well, it's not worth it.
Well, it is because I haven't played Human Revolution so long. Like,
sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do anything.
Well, you're playing on PC specifically, right, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they've changed the controls a bit on
consoles. Yes, they have.
Consoles.
No, they did on PC, too, and I don't like... that's going to be one of my complaints. Tony, are you playing on PC as well?
I am not. I'm playing on Xbox One. But the first thing it did was give me the option to choose the control scheme.
You could choose whether you want to play...
You could go back to Human Revolution if you want to.
Human Revolution, or you could play it like a traditional shooter.
Interesting.
I was like, I don't even remember the controls from Human Revolution, so I'm just going to go ahead and get the new ones.
I went with the new ones, and they're a little confusing.
Yeah, they bind all of your augmentations to the F number buttons on the keyboard, which is really awkward when you're trying to, like, move and then, like, get your ring finger up into, like, F1 to try and, like, trigger one while you're moving and stuff. Like, it's
a pain in the ass. Are all our augmentations, or are they bound to the D-pad?
They're the D-pad and the left bumper.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're going to have five. So it's like for the PC, it's F1 through F4 and then middle mouse button. And Tony, you're muted.
Oh.
No, I think he muted himself.
I did that accidentally. Middle mouse button is weird.
Well, actually, that's the best one. That's
Tony
great.
With this, though,
What were you saying, Joe?
No, I was gonna say I'm just like Tony with this, though. It's been so long since I played it that I needed the tutorial, and the game is overwhelming at first with the amount of things going on. Where you're just like, this is a lot to learn. Once you start to get comfortable, though, it starts to get fun with you experimenting with what you're gonna do. Like, there's always a bunch of basically any like ability you have. There's a way to use that ability to do what you need to do, like to get into where you need to go. You just gotta find it or whatever. I don't know. I like
Absolutely.
That design. Like, I think it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, they can't account for how you've spec'd, so they have to present all options to you in some form or another. Whether it's a real, like, but that doesn't mean all options are equally achievable either. So it's like, hey, if you, like, there's this side quest where you're trying to get to this guy, but you can't use your augmentations for a specific reason, but there's a door that leads to, like, the back of his office that you can hack, but it's, like, a level 5. It's like, all right, well, that's an early game quest, probably not sitting at hacking level 5, so you got to go find, you know, a different way. Or, like, the easy way through this is if you have the augmentation to punch through walls. But if you don't have that one, you got to go take the harder way or something like that, you know?
Yeah, well, like, there was a point already where I thought I had it and I didn't, and I saw, like, a wall I could punch through. So I was like, oh, what the hell am I going to do? So I found a thing that was explosive. I put it next to the wall, and I shot the explosive, and that worked. I was like, there's always a workaround, you know?
Oh, that does work. That's cool.
It did for me in this one area, yeah.
That's nice. I am not, and I'm sure it's been, you know, in the news more than in the gaming industry more than I care, but like the political atmosphere of the game just kind of makes me want to beat my head against a wall. But I don't know, maybe Jeff may have been the only person who's played long enough to experience some of that stuff, and it's just like it's so bare bones and like.
Jeff's supposed to cry now, though. You gotta cry, Jeff. Cry a little bit.
Dude, what? That guy is a fucking trash player, and I called him, and it was a right call, and he caught the fucking river. You saw that happen, right? You caught that river.
Are you guys playing Madden? Is that what's happening?
No, they're playing poker.
Oh, okay.
Playing poker. I had this guy, he just keeps going all in every hand. I finally called him because I had the winning hand, and he caught on the last card. He caught the card he needed. He's a piece of shit. Terrible player. Yeah. Anyways. Not to derail our...
No, I got you. But yeah, no, like...
there's poker coming.
All the racism stuff and, like, that they sort of, like, bolt onto the game and stuff is so, like... it's so bare bones and so, like, hey, look at us, we're trying to be current, that it just...
I would like if they tried harder, honestly.
And yes, I like that's
it.
Hey!
Okay. You all right, Jeff?
Sorry.
That's all right.
Did your cat arrive?
He wrapped himself into my like my earbuds and then pulled my earbuds out of my ear.
Oh,
and pulled my phone away from me.
The cat is dangerous. I think.
Anyways,
it beats you over the head with it so senselessly that you just sort of like roll your eyes at it. Like I feel like a game that did something like this, but in a much more subtle and similar way was like Half-Life 2. Like that opening, like shows you the oppression of humans compared to the Combine that have invaded and taken over the planet and stuff. And like you see that throughout, like most of the opening of that game, and then in other places throughout the game, and it's just sort of seen and not told. And this game just tells you about it all the time in such a like melodramatic and unnecessarily, I don't know what the word is necessarily, but like it's too much because it like all at once, if I'm making any sense.
I don't think that's too much. I just think that they're not doing enough with it.
Well, that's the thing. They've done too much with what they have, and what they have isn't enough. Like it's like always like, oh, the train stations are separated between Augs and humans, and every once in a while the police will stop you and ask you for your papers and stuff. And I'm like, I get that this is what's going on, but like it's more frustrating to me as a player that my progress is constantly being impeded by these random events. Like I don't feel like that gives me any more like look into the world or into like how people with augmentations are treated. It's just like, hey, we're gonna stop you for a 10-second cutscene that will always play out exactly the same.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn. I guess I'll see how I feel about it as it goes on, but I don't hate any of it. Like I think it's an interesting world, and like I think it. I don't think there's anything wrong with like using Augs as like an allegory for like racism. I don't know.
I mean, no, it's pretty traditional sci-fi.
And stuff. I think that's maybe my problem, yeah. Chris. I think is that like it makes me fear for Detroit in the same way of just like, God, how many times are people going like it does that trope to the letter. of like androids or people or cybernet or cyborgs are being oppressed because they're not considered real humans and blah. It's like, okay, this takes that and then just does what everybody else has done with it. Doesn't do anything new, and maybe that's my issue with it.
That's fair enough.
Jeff, putting on the moves.
I mean, thankfully, like, it tends not to be in your face. Like, there are, like, most of the time. Sometimes the game, like I said, will force it on you just to remind you, by the it seems, in case you've forgotten that, you know, in Prague, Augs, augmented people are not equal or whatever. Right. And, like, they come up with Clank as, like, their weird, like, epithet and stuff, and it's such a silly word that, like, it doesn't carry any weight of offense, like, whatsoever.
I like
it. It's pretty good.
I like it. It reminds me of certain other derogatory terms I won't use, but, like, it has that simplicity that's easy to, like, repeat and get stuck in your head, and it seems like a word that would possibly come up. I don't know. Like,
maybe. But I don't know. I always think of Ratchet and Clank. Whenever they say that, I just think of that of little robot. Like, that's all that keeps coming to my mind. Like, it's silly sounding. And I get that that obviously is an unintended consequence, but...
Right. Because, I mean, for a lot of it, like, Jensen himself is mostly metal at this point, so...
Yeah, more machine than man.
Right. Like, you know, he has augmented legs and arms, like... When he walks around, he probably clanks a bit.
Right.
I wish they'd call them toasters, like they referred to the Cylons in Battlestar.
The weird thing for me with this game, and I think it was even with the first one a little bit, is I find the story so convoluted that I don't follow that as much. I'm getting more invested in like the side stories.
Yeah.
And just the gameplay. Like, I could play the game and not totally have to care exactly what the story is, because it's a lot going on. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all talking
and
about?
You know, it has that symptom of most major open-world games where the side content is always better than the main mission. You know, Bethesda games are always like that. And,
it's easier for them to tell a more, you know, complete story in short form than it is for this, like, kind of long, sprawling... That's not a defense of it. It's just
on. the big overarching story. I'm like, what exactly is going on? Like, I understand that there was like someone triggered all the Augs that you know at the end of the first game, and like everyone's afraid of them now because of that. But now there was a bombing or something at the beginning of this, and who the fuck is behind it, and who the fuck could care? I don't know.
The Illuminati, Jeff.
Whatever, I'll do what you tell me, and hopefully... Yeah, the Illuminati, what?
That's my... Yeah, exactly. It's so silly. It's so silly that, like, you don't even want... Oh, God. You don't even want
to... This game wants to be a...
Yeah.
It wants to be a smart game, but then you're going to throw in the Illuminati? Come on. You have enough on your plate as it is. Why are you throwing that in there? Like, it's fucking weird. Anyways, though, I kind of wanted to talk about like one side mission that's early on, which is there's like this guy who's trying to extort you for money. He's like this cop, like a con man posing as a cop.
Oh, yeah.
And he's making Augs pay him money to get, like, you know, correct papers or whatever so they could move freely about the city or whatever. And there was, like, so many, like, but it's what I love about it. There's, like, so many ways to approach dealing with this guy. You could pay him if you want. You could kill him. Or you could do what I did, and I went and tattled, and I went and told a real cop about him. And she's like, yeah, I hate that fucking guy. And they, like, she just runs off with all the other cops and starts shooting at him. I was like, that's fucking awesome, dude.
So,
and, like, you had to be more, like, crafty about getting to that point with her, like, instead of just going up to him and shooting him, which is an option, too, I guess. But, like,
I don't know. I kind of did that, but first I went to, like, where the forgeries were being made. And then I, like, snuck my way in, and I accidentally set off an alarm, and I killed every single one of the thugs.
Yeah!
Oh, my God.
And then I talked to, like, the forgery artist, and she was kind of being held captive or whatever. And then I'm, like, on my way back, and I'm like, well, I still don't have these freaking documents. So I ended up talking to this cop, and she did exactly what was for, happened for Jeff, and I just like sat there and watched them, and then picked up all their weapons after they killed them. So now I got all this ammo that I used because I killed the previous people and needed some more. Yeah, multiple different ways to approach that, and it's fun.
Yeah, I found out the hard way that you're not supposed to help the cops in this situation. I was like, what happens if I just shoot a tranquilizer dart at this guy? Answer is the cops finish him, and then they immediately turn on you.
Yeah, I figured that they would start shooting at me, because she does tell you, you know, stay out of this, let us handle it.
You should listen to her.
Yeah. I was like, you know what, I don't have a whole lot of ammo anyway, so... Because inventory management is... It's bad.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm having this problem in the prologue. I keep running out of ammo.
Yes. And you will.
Stop shooting people.
Yeah, really.
But it's
I went through that
fight.
Whole thing firing like four people. Shots of tranquilizer darts, and that was it. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sneaking is the way to go in this
game. I realized finally that you have to upgrade your inventory through augmentation, through like the skill tree. Like it's not like an item or anything you find. I just finally went in and looked through everything until I found it, because, trust me, inventory management gets much worse as you enter the rest of the game.
Well, I now have, like, 6 guns, so, like, all my slots are filled up. Like, I have, like, no room.
So dumb.
It's like, oh, great. And also, where is he keeping all these guns at? Like,
I feel like they're just in him.
Like,
you know?
I mean, like, but, like, I have this big battle rifle, I have an assault rifle, I have a machine pistol, a regular pistol, a shotgun. Like, even if they were inside me, I feel that I would look really awkward walking down the streets of Prague. Maybe that's why they don't like the Augs, because we're, like, look like we're walking tanks.
Yeah.
How are you? I got, like, shotgun arm here. Battle rifle arm over here. Oh, well. I'm sure we'll be talking more about Deus Ex in the next couple weeks. Though,
if nothing else, I think it's a really fun Batman game. Like, I think that these games are actually much better Batman games than the Arkham games.
Oh,
ever
God,
have been.
No. Okay, that's a ridiculous thing to say. I'm sorry.
Here's
why, because Batman is, A, first and foremost, a detective. And this game actually allows you to do some of that, like, investigation for yourself. Batman will end things non-violently if he can, and this game actually gives you that option, and I have done so very many
Not
times.
Not if you're my Batman.
Right. Sure. Fair enough.
So you can, in this game, you can choose to be Batman, but you don't have to be.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's,
but
that's
a real... It's a
but,
thinking
like, it's
game.
Also like, it's also true, like a Batman-esque stealth man. Like, you know, they're not going to put me in a pit of rooms where, for some reason, Batman has to, like, fuck them all up in order to progress, man. Batman could avoid all those thugs, he just would. And he's going to do it without killing anybody, and that's what I've done, man, except for that one guy in that exosuit.
Batman was having a bad day. Murder everybody.
Zack Snyder's Batman.
Right.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm Ben Affleck, motherfucker. All right, so we'll be talking a whole lot more Deus Ex next couple weeks, because it sounds like it's a pretty big game. So
yeah, I'm 8 hours in, and I've only done the first major story mission. I don't know how many others there are, so I am curious.
What else you guys been playing, Tony? You and Jeff are currently playing a poker game.
We are. We're playing the poker game.
Yeah.
Is it on like Xbox Live?
Yeah, I believe
it's on PS4.
Is it?
They just put it out on PS4. Yeah, they just did. I heard. I'm gonna be playing it on there too, probably.
And it's
awesome.
Poker.
It's free.
It's free. Yes. Oh, so we spent $20 on that stupid poker game last. whatever the hell it was. And this game is infinitely better in every single way.
Like it is. It is a ridiculously good game for being free. Like, there's all sorts of, like, customization of your character. The rooms that you play poker in have tons of detail. Like, we're playing in a bar right now where there's people playing pool in the background. There's people drinking at the bar.
There's like, stuff going on outside the window, walking by.
Yeah. Like, it's like, how is this free? This is like a polished game. Like, oh, unlike the one that we paid $20 for last year, it works. The game doesn't crash constantly. Like, what the, like, dude, this one that we paid for last year, all it showed you is cards on a table, and it couldn't handle that. Like, the game would just break constantly.
And it really this is like, plays you get to see like characters. You know, poker, too. It feels like real poker.
Yeah, not lots of good hands. And I think the coolest thing about this game is the, like, you get all these emotes you can do. So, like, someone will, like, go all in at me, and I'll just look at them and give them a golf clap, like, fuck you. And then I call, you know, like, you get to do, like add personality to it without using your mic.
Did you see what I just did a little while ago?
No.
So, there's a guy at our table who keeps, like, throwing all of his chips in because he has a lot of them. And so I went all in because I had a straight, and I ended up winning the hand. So my player is standing up as I win the hand, and I'm making, like, a throat-slashing motion.
Jesus.
Yeah!
Is it like avatars that are playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're people avatars, but yeah.
Not like Xbox branded.
No.
No, it's like a character you create, and yeah, I did that once, right? Like, you know, a guy went all in, I called him, and I knew I was going to win. And so, like, right as I'm doing the throat slit, right as the camera cut to me and did the freeze frame on me doing the throat slit at him. It's fucking great, dude. Like,
yep, that's where mine first is. Great. So great.
All right, so I have a question about this. I saw Jeff, you and Sean were talking about it, and I guess Sean is, like, buying a bunch of, like, clothes or whatever to kind of deck out his character. But he said you had to use chips to do that. So how does it handle chips for, like, if I were to come in and play and I'm playing you and Tony,
yeah,
like, does it give you a bankroll of chips and do you always
get,
okay,
like, so there's a couple things. So you start off with, I don't remember how many it was, like 10,000 chips or whatever. There is, every day that you sign in, you get, like, a bonus for signing in, so you get a bunch of chips then.
Okay.
There are, like, daily challenges and some other challenges where you can earn chips. And then you can play through the single player, which doesn't cost you any chips, and get chips for beating, like, the bosses or whatever.
Got it.
So there are lots of ways of getting. You can also buy chips with real money, but don't do that.
No.
I have not run into a problem of running out of chips yet, but that's just because, like, if I go and play a tournament by myself, I play it real serious. Like, I make sure I get down to the last three players, and then, so, like, I'm walking away with some money. So I got a little bankroll going now. Like, I lost a little money last night. I think I lost, like, $2,000 last night, but I had, like, almost 30, so.
I'm up to.
I mean, I don't know.
What am I up to? 55,000.
There was
Tony's rolling in the money.
That's right.
There was an early Xbox Live game just called Texas Hold'em, and I think I have like somewhere around 10 million in that because I just won so many tournaments. Like, so I mean, unless you're playing like a complete fool, you're gonna build up a bankroll.
And there are lots of other people playing like complete fools.
So. Yeah.
So even being mediocre, like, this guy, be able to do well enough.
This guy is pissing me off.
Got it. Tony said that even though if I play mediocre, I'll still do okay. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's people who are really annoying to play against when you play fake poker. Like, people will just go all in all the time.
Like the guy directly to my right.
Yeah, he's really pissing me off. He kind of all let them hang themselves.
He's the guy I did the throat slash to because he gave me all his chips.
Yeah, you got some chips going now off of him, but
all right,
take all his chips.
Free as always. That's an excellent price.
Yes, prominent.
And you can play with your friends. Jeff, Sean, and I were just sitting at a table. We were like talking on Xbox Live and like playing against other random people who are coming through, which is really surprising that they let us do that. But
yeah, like they let you have a party, so we're having a private conversation where we could actually work against people at the table. You know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of poker games wouldn't let you do that, but it does.
Well, I mean, I wonder if you guys, if they would put you guys into a tournament together that way, though.
We have not tried it.
Goes though, they're all like six-handed, just like the regular tables. Hmm. I bet they would.
We should try. I like tournament play way better than this bullshit. Cause like this guy would have been taken care of a long time ago. someone would have fucked him over. But yeah.
Or
dude, Prominence Poker won. Is. I'm sorry. What's that?
Or he'd have won because.
Yeah, he's getting lucky. But this is definitely the poker game I've been waiting for since like Xbox One has come out, where it's just like the poker game that like a lot of people are gonna be playing because one, it's free and it's really well done. Like, I'm so happy with it, man.
Game of the year, baby.
Poker game of the year, for sure.
Definitely poker game of the year.
All right. What else have you guys been playing?
No Man's Sky.
Still?
Not anymore.
Oh, yeah, you said you were done with it.
I am so done with it. But yeah, like, I played more since last week. I'm done now, though.
So what? Why are you done with it now? Outside of there are new games coming out.
Well, I was really starting to hate it anyways, and then I finished the Atlas quests.
Okay.
And, that's like the main quest you're doing in the game besides going to the core of the galaxy.
Right,
and
there's two happens. Main quests, and that's one of them, yeah.
Yeah. So nothing happens when you beat that. Nothing at all. Like, there's like, just like, oh, you're at the end of your journey, and you realize that, like, there was no point. Like, I swear to God, there's like a text thing that says, like, you realize there was no point to any of this. And you're like, yeah, I did realize that. Thanks a lot, you asshole.
Wow, that's shitty.
Yeah, and then, so, like, you do that, and I'm just like, now it's like, oh, continue going to the center of the galaxy. And I had already seen what happens when you go to the center of the galaxy, which is also fucking nothing.
It's the Dark Tower.
Yeah, it's, well, I don't know, spoilers.
You never finished the Dark Tower?
Hell no, I gave up after book four, but,
Anyway, it's a loop.
It took me 2 years, but yeah, motherfuckers, I did that. I finished that series. Speaking of which, it's interesting if you look at the stuff that they're doing with the movies. Just saying.
Yes. That should be quite good.
I still want them to do the Talisman. Peter, have you read the Talisman?
No, not yet.
There's off topic here, but there is talk by King that they're going to do a third book in that series.
Well, the second book of the Talisman fucking sucked.
Blackouts.
All you motherfuckers are like huge Dark Tower fans. You need to read the Talisman. It's like, it's better than any of the Dark Towers, and it directly involved kind of with it. Like, it's awesome.
Well, I mean,
I was going to say most of his books are that
70% of his books, yeah. Lincoln in some way.
Yeah, but this is like a real strong, I'd say, like spin-off or something of it, and it's just like, it's a great, like, just kind of like young boy going on an adventure story. Like, really, really good. I can't believe none of you all read that.
I haven't.
I've been wanting to make a movie out of that.
His other works, yeah. It's on a list somewhere on my computer.
So it's on my shelf. So I have every one in hardback. Haven't got to
it. It is long. I do want to say it's around 1,000 pages, maybe. I don't know. It's a long one. It's good, though. It's not like Under the Dome, where you spend 1,000 pages reading that and go, what the fuck was that?
Oh, it was aliens.
Yeah, it's aliens. They're playing with us like, you know, kids play with ants. What? You took 1,000 pages to do that? That's a short story. You fuck? That's a Twilight Zone episode.
It was great.
The show was so bad. Holy shit.
The show is shit.
The show was somehow even worse than the book. But anyways.
I'm not necessarily done with No Man's Sky, but I've only warped once in the 10 hours I played it. So
jeez.
I'm like, yeah, kind of running around the planets, and I found this planet filled with gold, so now I'm just mining it.
Yeah, I think that game has a very strong first 10 hours, which I think I've seen some reviews say that, and that's true. Like, you're just wowed by everything. But then once you just start to realize,
yeah, you notice it all
there, and
six
all
locations, and
like the first time you come to first time you come to a building where it looks like it's like something terrible happened there, and you're like, whoa, like what's going on here?
It's like, yeah, we talked about that last week.
Yeah. Then you like that's on every planet. Like everything is the same, you know, a million times over or quintillion times, whatever.
And there's never any like, all right, like let's investigate what this is. It's just like, oh, here's like that weird vomit hotel, and oh, I'll get an upgrade for something here too.
Yeah. So that's the thing, is like the magic wears off once you realize that's just gonna repeat that over and over.
Right.
So I don't know. It's cool. Like, I'm debating whether to sell it, because I think like if they add some more stuff, I could be enticed to check it out. But like, boy oh boy, did I hate the game by the end of it. Like, I just felt insulted by
it. I think that to put in something that basically says like you wasted your time doing this, like that's fucking shitty.
Yeah, and I saw an interview with Sean Murray where they like joked, "Hey, what if the ending was like the end of The Sopranos, where it was just like it cuts to black?" He's like, "Oh, yeah, wouldn't that be pretty funny?" And it's just like, that is essentially kind of what you did, you fucking asshole. the ending of The Sopranos, at least, that kind of made sense in a way. Like, whatever. Fuck that game.
No, Jeff, I don't think this game will ever come out, but they showed off some more Star Citizen at Gamescom, and that game, what they showed off though, looks so much better than anything in No Man's Sky.
I don't trust that game.
I don't either, but like I spent like 25 or 30 bucks like 3 years ago for it, so I have it whenever it comes out.
You just need to look at your ship. Is that basically what they let you do with that money?
No, I mean, I can fly my ship. I can dogfight against other people. And now there's like actual first-person areas that I can explore. But it's not a game yet. Like, it's just...
Yeah. That game's been in development for how long?
Oh, well, I bought my ship 2-3 years ago, so longer than that.
That game feels like a pyramid scheme.
It's possibly 4 or 5 years, yeah. And it's probably not going to be done this year. They're getting closer, but...
They say that, and then when it comes out, it's going to be nothing like anyone ever wanted it to be.
I mean, like, what I saw I watched the hour-long video that they had at Gamescom. It's kind of what I want it to be.
Alright. I mean, if it comes out and it's awesome, that's great, but, like I feel like in the wake of a game like No Man's Sky, you can't help but look at Star Citizen and just be like,
Oh yeah. There's definitely a lot of like, let's not get too hypey here. But.
Well, not just that, but they've also taken all of your money by then. So it's like, if they release it, it's like, whoa, whatever. You know, like.
Well, No Man's Sky took all my money, and that was not a finished game either. So.
Right. And it still isn't.
Yeah.
And it's worse if you don't have an internet connection.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because, like, the game that you get on the disc is not the game that Jeff and I played.
I can't imagine it being more empty of a game. Like,
there's not even, like, the Atlas quest. None of that stuff's there.
Wow. That is, like... That's criminal, dude. Like, I would sue them.
Like, you need to get to like get that other secondary quest line and all that. You need to have an internet connection to.
But then again, it's not like the Atlas. It's not like
it was
the
any
Atlas
good.
Thing.
But it at least gives you some sort of purpose to the game.
Yes.
Even if it's basically the game going, there was no purpose to this. Why'd you do it?
Yeah. Exactly. That's kind of like what the ending says. I swear to God. Like.
No, and I've read the ending, and I get why they did that, because that ties into their theme of like there is technically no purpose to life, and the universe
is
forever and you know, the expanse and all that stuff. But like, for a game that was sold at $60 and marketed as a AAA title, that is not the kind of ending you can give people. Expect
exactly.
them to just roll with it. Like, if this were a $10 game, or if even a $15 indie game, people would be lauding the ending as, like, experimental way to tell stories and games and stuff that, like, it doesn't always have to have a spectacular ending. Yeah. And stuff.
If this was a $30 game, I would be okay with the structure and the content in it. Like, at $60, you expect more.
It's an experimental game, you know what I mean? And to release that as $60 and going, like, yeah, this is up there with like any sort of $60 game. It's not. I know I was defending it at first, but I was in that like first 10-hour period where I'm like, dude, this game is awesome. Like, what are
you're in that period about? You get into with every game, Jeff.
Yeah,
like, well, I love it. And then you
the honeymoon period.
This game has a very strong honeymoon period. That's too, what we're like, dude, this is amazing.
Jeff, he's honeymoon. He's not LFA. He's honeymoon.
Honeymoon, Jeff.
Hey, at least I'm willing to turn on it at some point.
That's
go,
true.
Fuck that.
Now Jeff wants a divorce. Like,
yeah, right?
Like, fuck No Man's Sky. Before we jump into Titanfall, I know Tony's been playing more Madden. Yes. I tried out Madden.
Is it good?
Good.
So good.
It's so good. Like, I think it's the best Madden I've played in years.
Well,
like,
I mean, it's the best Madden ever again.
Yeah, you say that every year.
I do not.
I don't know what to believe. Yeah, you said it last year.
I did say it last year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was a big improvement over 15.
Yeah,
I don't know what to believe.
Certainly over 25. But I didn't play 16. And 15 I had problems with. So the last one I really put time into was 25, and that was a fucking shit show on Xbox One and
That was the bad Madden.
And that was like their bad the weird odd number one where like this is the 25th anniversary.
Right. Well, it was good on 360 and PS3.
Right.
Which again, I think there's I don't care what their excuse is. There's no excuse. Fuck that, dude.
No, there isn't, because they released it like it came out when the systems launched, which was 4 months after Madden launched
right.
on 360.
They had months to make it what it was supposed to be. It never did.
Yeah. Well, and they took a whole year off of NHL, and then their first release on Xbox One and PS4 was garbage there, too. So
they took a whole year off of Tiger Woods and renamed it
Rory McIlroy.
It sucked.
Which, and they made two of those, and they don't make golf games anymore, basically, right?
I mean, they were making Tiger Woods every fucking year.
No,
I
mean after the new guy, they made, I remember they made two.
Well, they've only made the one with Rory McIlroy, yeah.
And,
but then, okay, so there haven't been any since then.
No.
There was
no, that was last June.
Yeah, the thing is, though, like, before that, the last Tiger Woods before that was really good. Like, really good, and that Rory McIlroy was just, like, missing way too much, and the mechanics were off, and it was just like, what the fuck did you guys do for all this time? Like, you took this time off to make it good, supposedly. That's what you said, and you sold me a pile of shit.
But, Jeff, you were wondering what makes this Madden actually good. I think it's the presentation. I mean, the gameplay is there. It's football. But I think the presentation and the commentary is fantastic.
I really want a Madden for my Xbox, like the new one. Like, I don't have one yet. And I keep saying, oh, I'm going to get one eventually, but I don't like paying the full price.
Don't you have EA Access?
Hell no, dude.
You should
I don't
get
like
that.
Their games enough. Why would I get that? Like,
because you can pay $30 and have Madden for free.
I don't play Battlefield. I don't play any of that shit. Like, any of their games, like, I don't like, usually, so why?
Yeah, $30 and have Madden for free.
And the new Need for Speed's on there.
Yeah, it's garbage.
We already
owns Titanfall, but Titanfall, like, it'll take a little while before they put Titanfall 2 on there.
Yeah.
But, like, they generally give their sports games out, like, so Madden they released right around Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's like 6 months.
Yeah.
And you have them already.
And then NHL was, shortly after that, and there wasn't an NBA game last year, was there?
There was.
Was there?
It's on there.
I mean,
you can play it if you want to play the worst NBA game that came out last year.
And then they always give FIFA as well. So
yeah.
I mean, just for the sports games, 6 months later, it's not a bad deal. And then if you don't want to pay for Battlefield, it's free. Battlefront's not yet, but I'm sure that's coming too. So let's talk Titanfall.
So is it bad?
No,
it's not bad.
these guys are the only people I've heard say it's
no,
not
the people I see talking about it bad have done one of two things. Either they've not played it and read other people's comments, or they played it and assumed that the Titanfall that they played is the entirety of Titanfall.
Right. Like,
but what if it is? What if that doesn't have...
Okay, so,
but we already know it's not because they're releasing another game mode this weekend.
Right, if you go on their website, like, it has, like, this, like, unlocking thing that shows all the game modes, and they've shown, like, 3 out of the 8 that are in the game. And people are saying stuff attrition's not going to be in the game, and we don't know any of this stuff.
Yeah,
like they're taking this little snapshot that you've gotten in the text test and like used it to broadly conclude for what the entirety of the game will be. And
you guys are giving them so much of the benefit of the doubt, though. Like, why? Look at Battlefront.
Well, because it was
what,
a game
what the fuck
of
was
the
that?
Year. No, wait. No, this game is not by the same people as Battlefront.
Right.
And this was a game of the year level game. And the tech test, they're going to try out new stuff. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. And frankly, anybody who makes a game of the year level game deserves the benefit of the doubt on their next game.
And what I played was good.
That's the other thing, is that it was actually good and fun to play. Like, I don't.
I have concerns. There are definitely concerns. the map, the two maps that it played on were very flat.
They were. They lacked the verticality that you got out of the other.
Yeah. And it could just be that it was these two maps. Now they have said they have more vertical maps that are out there. That they were not part of this tech test this week. So,
and they didn't have like AI players or something. I heard too.
There was AI. Like Bounty Hunt was the primary focus of Bounty Hunt is killing AI.
Yeah, you hunt down the AI and then you for killing them you get money and then
right.
You run to
and
the bank and deposit the money.
So Bounty Hunt is a 5-round wave-based competing teams, but you're competing against the same goal. So AI drops down. Both teams are tasked with killing the AI, but you can kill the other team as well. And as Tony said, as you kill things, you gain money, which you can then bank at the end of the round, but you can also kill the other team and take their half of their money that they have on them and bank that as well. And it's to get to the highest dollar amount, I guess, to win. There actually is an upper level because one of the matches I played in, we wrapped it up in round 4. And they had to evac from there. So there is AI, so I don't know where that complaint was coming from. Now, Hardpoint, I did not play Hardpoint or Pilot vs. Pilot, but Pilot vs. Pilot in the original Titanfall never had AI.
Yeah.
It was literally just
Pilot. Neither did Hardpoint.
Yeah, and I didn't remember Hardpoint whether with the AI or not, because I mostly only played attrition.
Right. Which isn't in this mode.
Right.
Which is like the mode you expect from Titanfall, which I think was what took a lot of people were taken aback. They're like, where's attrition? That's what you play in Titanfall.
Which I think, like, maybe the reason, and we don't know, because we don't know if attrition's going to be in it or not, but maybe the reason you don't put it in these tech tests is because that's the mode everybody's going to gravitate towards, and you want to actually have people playing your new mode and giving that a shot because you need to balance it. And they are making adjustments for this upcoming tech test. They're increasing the speed of the pilots a slight bit. They are fixing the build time on the Titans, which I never had a problem with.
Yeah, I never did either, but I guess if you were really bad and couldn't, like, kill anything.
Yes, so I was listening to the Giant Bombcast, and Jason on there, he said, I guess he had a couple matches where he never got a Titan. And I'm like, I don't even know how that's possible. Like, you'd have to be total garbage, but... because, like, unless you were standing in the corner not doing anything, like, if you were shooting your gun at something, because even this helped build towards your Titan. Now, that is a change from the original Titanfall, which was a timer, and as you killed things in the original Titanfall, it would speed up your timer. It would take more time off of the timer. This is, in this tech test, it was all based on performance.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a probably. I was still getting 2 Titans a Bounty Hunt. So.
Right, I was too.
Titans seem a little bit weaker. But
they do. That mine all seem to die really badly. Then again, I didn't know what any of the abilities were.
Right.
And like they've changed them all so much. I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing now that I'm in like, the Titan.
And the Titan, I was both Titans that I got to play as were not how I would play as the
right.
Titan. So I didn't know if it was maybe I just sucked with these Titans and because it's not the way I would normally play or whatnot. But yeah, I was seeing these complaints, and I'm like, did they play?
They
same played. Thing.
I was so confused.
And I guess they are adjusting the. As I said they're adjusting the build time for this upcoming tech test. It's actually on a timer, so it looks like they're able to make quick changes to these things. But I'm looking forward to playing a little bit more of it this weekend.
Starting at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Get excited.
Yeah.
Tony, did you see me take that motherfucker out?
I did.
That was nice.
Did you run the tutorial, Tony?
Yeah.
I thought that was really well done.
Yeah, and there's, like, time trials and, like, there were some interesting things about it.
It did take me a little while to get back into like the swing of using the mobility and
the wall run, wall running and
double jumps and slot the slide, which is new, is great. I love getting like a build up of speed and then pressing the slide, and you can like
you can slide a long way,
and you can do a full 360 while doing it. So if you do a 180, like you could slide by an enemy. Do a 180 and take them out as you're going by. It's really cool. Jeff, I don't know why people were kind of complaining about this. So,
well, I think people have a cynical view, and rightly so. Like when a company like EA often does shit like where it's, I don't know. I get what you're saying. Like what you played is fun, and we haven't seen everything, but. Maybe you have. Like, maybe there isn't. Maybe it's not.
I mean, if that is all the game is.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
Yes.
There's also the single player mode, though, so we know it's not.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, it's like they fucked up fundamentals. Like, to me, when I heard that you have to kind of earn your Titans, like, that's what made the game fun in the first one, is like, everyone would earn the Titan no matter what. Like,
well, that wasn't what people were saying, though. They were throwing around the word kill streaks, which is completely not how it
that's
works.
That's not how it was at all, because I never got, like, in fact, there was an entire match where I did not kill a pilot, yet I still got two Titan drafts. Because, like, you know, you're still killing AI, you're still, you know, helping your team out in other ways.
If you pulled out your anti-Titan weapon and hit like a Titan like three or four times, you got a Titan. That's all it took.
Yeah.
So you just had to like participate.
Yeah.
Basically.
So all right, let me ask you guys this: should I still get this over Battlefield? Because that's the situation I'm in right now. Because I had three shooters within a 2-week span. It was Call of Duty, this, and Battlefield, and I said, I'm gonna go Call of Duty and this.
I'm getting both, so Chris is probably also getting both.
Yeah.
Like, and Call of Duty?
No, I'm not getting Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, I think, looks good.
I will be getting neither.
I may be getting Call of Duty for the campaign, but I don't think it'll make a dent in my multiplayer area.
Hmm. See, I wanted to get Battlefield for the campaign because I don't like Battlefield multiplayer, but the campaign, like just the setting and everything, oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, see, my thing with Battlefield campaigns is they've had precisely one good campaign.
Yeah,
and that was Bad Company 2, and they have actively said they don't understand why people like that campaign.
That's weird. So like I don't know, I still kind of lean towards Titanfall because I did not get into the first one as much as you guys, but I liked it. Like, so to be able to play like an actual campaign with that, and if they flesh the whole thing out, that'd be cool. But
I just think it's weird they're calling it Titanfall 2. I understand why they're calling it Titanfall 2, but this does in many ways seem like a reboot of things. At least narratively speaking.
Well, there wasn't really a narrative to speak
there,
of.
Was there was, there? Though. Like, if you, I mean, you could play the campaign in...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And there was a story. It was hot garbage, but there was a story there. It looks like they are disregarding everything that happened in that game, though, and this is all something brand new.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so that's Titanfall. Anybody else play anything else?
Nope.
No? All right. Pete, you got any news?
Just some of the stuff you listed here. The Witness is coming to Xbox One sometime next month. I think we all pretty much played it, though.
No, they did not.
I didn't play it, and no...
Yeah, I didn't play it.
Tony didn't play it.
My bad. I thought we had talked.
Pay attention, Pete. God,
somebody
damn it.
Did play it though. Who?
Jeff
who
played it. And Fozzie Jeff played it. It. Yeah, Jeff. Oh, Fozzie.
Yeah.
Played it.
You guys should play it.
It's Chris, awesome. Do you have the September Games with Gold lineup?
Yes. One second here.
Okay. Halo Forge 5 and new content. I'm just reading this literally off email.
Yeah, so the Halo. Did I write Halo 4?
5.
Halo 5 Forge. That's coming to PC.
Yes, that we knew about, right?
Yeah. Well, they announced it's coming in September.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We just knew it was coming at one point. It is coming in September, and now they had announced that free content updates for Halo 5 were done as of the Halo Firefight release, Warzone Firefight. They're restarting them up in September. New maps for Warzone and multiplayer. So I thought that was actually pretty cool because their entire way of handling content has been free. Like, there's no DLC for that game outside of buying the rec pack. So. And you don't need to do that. Yeah. Like they've done a really good job, and that's why I'm really kind of concerned going into this fall, because I'm still playing a lot of Halo 5. And there's a lot of shooters coming out, and I'm wondering, like, you know, one of these is going to have to kind of knock that off, but am I going to gravitate towards it enough? Like, is Titanfall going to be that? Like... I'm playing two shooters right now. I'm playing Overwatch and Halo. I only have two slots there, so.
Right.
And if Halo keeps one going, like, something else is going to have to drop. So.
Buy Overwatch. I think I'm actually going to trade in Overwatch tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah. I guess my problem with Overwatch is the random loot system isn't enough to keep me engaged.
Yeah. I can see
it
that.
It sucks. I'm always getting loot for characters I don't have and I don't care about. And it's all kind of meaningless. And there aren't a ton of game modes. I mean, they keep adding new maps, but there's no hook there anymore. You know, I think it was fun, but I've moved on.
I think what's there is fun, but I also have not played it in a long time.
I'm still playing a good amount of it. I think Tony is just ranked above me level-wise. I want to try out the competitive stuff. I know it's not much different. I just want to get to that point. So I have to reach level 25 first. Almost there.
Let's see here.
I got those games.
Oh, yeah, all right, go ahead.
So, Earthwalk Festival of Magic. I don't know what the hell that is.
That's a brand new game.
Yeah.
It's an RPG.
Okay. $30 retail price, so... and I'm down for a, you know, cute RPG. Looks like there's a pig on the cover.
Nice. Sure.
I like pigs.
Pigs and frogs and people with daggers and shit. Assassin's Creed Chronicles China, which is the good one of those.
Oh, okay.
Those are the two Xbox One games. And then Forza Horizon, the original, on 360, and Mirror's Edge on 360.
I like playing Mirror's Edge.
They're both playable on Xbox One as well. So Mirror's Edge is September 16th.
Well, I'll probably be playing ReCore, but still, that's cool.
Well, it's there, so like you can download it and you'll have it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the original Forza Horizon comes September 1st, so.
I took all of Tony's money, just so you guys know.
Yeah. Earthlock is available September 1st, so.
Cool.
So, there you go. And what else?
PlayStation Plus is increasing its price by $10.
Yep.
That's whatever. And then
some people aren't happy.
My money again. All right, fine. Have my money. Here you go. Oh, you fucker! Why did you call my flop bet? That didn't make any sense.
Whatever. I got the cash, bro.
Congratulations on playing poorly and winning. Congratulations.
Hey, I had the cash. I had all that money that you gave me. It didn't matter.
But that's
you didn't bet strong.
That's
enough.
Irrelevant.
Like, oh, story of video
like
games.
Math here. Yeah. There's math like, here, Jeff. That you're...
Yeah, your math was, I'm going to bet $50, and I'm like, I got $6,000 off the $50. You should have been
see,
like,
see,
I
see, that's the problem. That's how you lose your stack.
Ooh, my stack's looking pretty good.
There's
right
Capcom.
Now it is.
there's a Capcom Humble Bundle going on for PlayStation games, if anybody's interested.
No, not interested. No. Fuck Capcom.
They could come back. They could always make a comeback. I like them.
When was the last time they made something that was good and worthwhile?
Resident Evil 4?
Just saying.
Savage.
It's been a long time.
Ah, come on. Dead Rising 3 was fun.
Oh, yeah. I like those games. I don't like the third one, but whatever.
So Dead Rising 2.
Sure.
Which was still after Resident Evil 4. And Resident Evil 5 isn't bad. It's not the best.
I think 4 was like that was like the last great game, probably. That I could think off
5
off
is
my
good,
head.
Though. Five is... Well, and I like Revelations 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They're both good.
Yeah.
I think somebody might tell you Okami was pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I never actually played it, so...
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was long. It was good. Can we just backtrack real quick? Unconomulated. Previous news item. Are you guys going to get The Witness?
It depends on when it comes out, but I'm thinking about it.
It's September. You... There's too many other things coming out. I'll get it later on. Like, they announced it way late. Like, if I had, like, had a chance to, like, work it into my schedule and... Whatever.
You really
I'm excited
should.
For other things coming around then.
No, you guys really should. It's good. It's I thought like Peter, you didn't all like right. it that much, right?
No, but that's because it made me sick.
Yeah.
So Jeff, should I get The Witness or should I try ReCore?
I have not played ReCore, so I don't know. But you should get The Witness.
Okay. But what if ReCore is better? Should I wait until you tell me that ReCore is trash, and then I get The Witness, or that ReCore is good, and then...
If I had to choose one right now, I would say Witness, because The Witness is interesting. It's different, you know?
You're different.
Yeah. I'm the guy with all the money at the table.
We'll see. September is really rough for games, so... I mean, because I'm getting NHL, Pac-Man Championship Edition 2 is out in September, Forza Horizon 3.
NBA
2K. Dude, I'm taking the day that Forza comes out.
You're taking it off?
Yeah, so we should
and play. Then I'm going to get the Destiny expansion. I know you guys don't like Destiny, but I will play that.
Speaking of too many games to bother, come on.
I enjoy
that's what you do.
Destiny.
Scratch Destiny off, pencil in The Witness. There you go.
You know what? Don't buy The Witness. Jeff's not worth listening to.
The Witness is... I am not the only one that thought that game was good. So.
Wow, it's a so. No, you weren't. There were other people. It comes out the same day as a NHL 17.
No, right, that's not good.
September 13th. I'm not scratching NHL. That's not happening.
It's kind of like putting a puck in the hole, but you just have to draw a line to do it. It's the same thing. It's better though.
Okay.
You're like putting a puck in a hole.
All right. So I we'll see, Jeff. It's on my list. I want to play.
It's a special little game.
I wish.
Jazz and Blow. It's worth it. Dude. It's good. It's better than No Man's Sky. That was 60.
Yeah, we're really happy about that.
Also, though, the ending of The Witness is kind of like No Man's Sky.
Like, why did you spend all this time doing these fucking puzzles?
Yeah, spoilers.
All right, we have a question. From
wait, I'm not done.
Oh, there's more news. Sorry.
Yeah, the most important pieces of news, man.
Was there?
All right.
And by that, I just mean there's going to be a slim PS4. Because, you know, we didn't think that.
It looks so similar. Like, I don't know. It's the same thing.
It's just slightly condensed, right?
Yeah.
Whoops.
We'll see. I'm the DualShock is what is weird about it to me.
It's kind of ugly looking.
Well, because they got rid of the light bar, not the light bar, but the light on the actual console, and it's now it'll come through the pad, like the edge of the pad.
It's kind of weird.
And it doesn't go off, from what I hear. So you might have that glowing in your face. Yeah, I'm more interested to hear what they have to say about Neo.
Yeah, I mean, what is it? September 7th is the. Think so. Yeah.
I don't think I'm gonna buy Neo either.
I probably won't either, but I don't have.
I'm gonna wait for that Scorpio, baby.
I am contemplating that a lot.
Maybe I'm contemplating probably NX before that, but.
Well, and we'll NX see. Is before that, so.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, maybe
your NX is gonna be March. You know that.
Launch day. I don't believe anything they fucking say anymore.
Well, they haven't said that's anything. Smart. That's why I believe it's March, because everybody else is saying it's March, and Nintendo doesn't say anything, so.
Yeah, don't even show what the console is. Just throw it out there, see what happens.
Yeah, they have to show it soon, right? When is TGS?
Here's when they had to
TGS
show it.
Is that right after PAX.
So right around September 7th?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. That would be an oddly cognizant move of Nintendo.
Tokyo Game Show 2016 is September 13th.
Okay, yes, it's like the week after.
Seems a little lit. September 15th through the 18th. So maybe we'll finally hear from Nintendo that week. That would be nice.
It would be nice to hear something from them this year.
Yeah, it would be nice to hear something from Sony as well. Like, tell us about this stupid thing that's probably coming in October. Well, the Slim is probably coming that day, right? Like, the
one 7th. Would assume that it's got to be right around there.
So it seems like all the reports are saying that it'll be on shelves in about 3 weeks, which puts it right about. That was last week, so it puts it at about September 7th or so. Yeah, I'm interested to hear what they have to say about that Neo stuff. Or did they push it to try and compete with a
back to the drawing board.
But I had thought that the rumors were that that thing was already kind of being manufactured.
Possibly.
So... we'll see.
That's the.
That's about it, right?
That's about it. And I got a question. You guys are done.
Go ahead.
Well, no. You had one first, Chris.
Well, I do. Daxter wrote in. He had a question for us. He said, "Are there any games that have been in development for 7+ years that have turned out good?"
I was thinking about this, actually. I was in an argument with somebody about Star Citizen last week, and I was just like, look, no. Now, I haven't done research, but, I mean, we got to consider the famous ones, right? Like Duke Nukem.
Sure. Breath of the Wild.
Fuck you.
It's going to be good. You know it's going to be good.
Has it been 10? Has it been? How long has it? It's been 5 years.
Dude, at the very minimum, yeah.
Right, you assume they started it after Skyward Sword came out, so.
Or slightly before it, yeah.
Which, I mean, that'll be 6 years. If
Final Fantasy 13, I think, was in development for like a really goddamn long time.
I mean, that's a debatable one, right?
I know. Like, I'm just naming ones that I can think of. I think it's okay.
I don't think it's great, but. He didn't say it had to turn out great, just
not terrible.
He also didn't say turn out okay, so
Duke Nukem Forever is kind of a classic, though.
Is it, Jeff? Is it?
That burger level.
Classically bad.
The burger level was fantastic, but the game was hot garbage.
Yeah, it was. But it was kind of like a bad movie, you know what I mean? Like a fun bad movie, you know?
Alright, so according to Wikipedia, these are some of the most famous games that have been stuck in development hell forever. And most of them are real bad. So we already covered Duke Nukem. Aliens Colonial Marines was in development for 12 years.
What?
It was first announced in 2001.
Wow, I did not know that.
And then the original game was announced in 2001. To be in development by Czech Six Games, was canceled, and the rights were then sold to Sega in 2006, where they announced they were working on that game, basically. Woof. Last Guardian, right? Almost 10 years, 2007. That one could be good. I imagine it'll be fine, but I don't think it's going to. It's just going to be one of those games that people go, meh.
It's
I bet it'll end up being ugly.
Yeah.
Possible.
Final Fantasy 15, obviously.
Okay.
I'm still excited for that game, even though I maybe shouldn't be. I don't know. They put in an hour of footage, if anyone's curious. It looks awesome, I think. Let's see here. Too Human. Originally announced for the release on the Sony PlayStation in 1999. Development then later went to the GameCube before eventually coming out on 360 in 2008.
And it was horrible.
Yes, it was.
I wanted to show this guy that was bluffing.
Team Fortress 2 was apparently announced in 1999. Took 8 years to make before coming out on the Orange Box. That one was well-received, so that might be one of the only ones. Tekken Cross Street Fighter was announced in 2010 and just sort of exists in this nebulous, like, Schrodinger's cat conundrum. And then Prey 2, right?
That was a long, well, the original Prey was a long development too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know that we count the Prey that's coming out as Prey, the same Prey 2 is like a different game kind of, is it?
Yes,
like,
but it's that same project that has gone through multiple iterations and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's right. But the actual development on this Prey will probably be like a normal 2-3 year.
Sure, now that they've given it to a team that knows how to make video games.
So I kind of did a little Google search here too, and according to Metacritic, L.A. Noire was in development for 7 years.
And we all know how that turned.
That game was awesome. I fucking hate that game. What? Come on, man.
Wow.
It was good.
Wait, did Pete just insist that everyone thought it was bad? Is that the...
Yes.
We all know.
Pete didn't like it. And I think he then tried to imply that everybody else thought it was bad.
That game is great up through murder, and then, like, when you're on the homicide task force, and then as soon as it just slowly dives until the last bit where it's actually not even the game you've been playing for 25 hours. You're then suddenly in a weird third-person shooter wearing a flamethrower on your back.
I don't know.
The ending is...
I dug a lot of things about that.
But yeah, I like it.
I don't care, dude.
I'd play that game
good.
Again.
Real good. There you go. There's your answer. Game of the year of 2010, 11, 12? What's I don't even remember. What year was it?
It came out in 2011.
2011. Game of the year.
StarCraft 2, Wings of Liberty, started development in 2003, came out in 2010, so that's 7 years.
Oh, weird.
I like that game.
Yeah, no, that's been fairly well received.
And if you really want to go at it, like what Legacy of the Void and the hell was the other one?
The other Something of the Swarm.
Yes, Heart of the Swarm.
Heart of the Swarm.
They came out even after that, so they had been in development along with that. So that game.
Yeah, that's why they split it into 3 games.
Yeah. That turned out okay.
Oh, you're looking at the 30 games that emerged from development hell?
Yeah. Alan Wake was...
Problem is that game, the articles.
So it's a weird article.
Alan Wake was 6 years?
Alan Wake was 6 years, yeah.
Yeah, it was really
The idea of development hell is interesting, because I feel like, you know, if you're at 4 years of development, like, that's not what people want, but that's actually not very long.
No. I don't think the 4 years is... Like, I was looking at the ones that were about, you know, longer than that. Six plus.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is another one that's not out yet, but that game was announced... Well, it was like, we knew it was coming, the official... That's a weird one, because it, like, is it officially... When was it officially announced compared to when everybody, like, they were even talking about it before an official reveal? Like...
Right.
So does it have a release date?
No.
No, not an official one.
So no.
Gotcha.
It's never coming. Which is
there have been movies. There have been movies that have been in development for a decade that were good.
Spore took 8 years.
Oh God!
We all know what kind of a walking travesty that was.
That did not turn out good.
And no man. Diablo 3 was 11 years, which everybody seems to love.
Yeah, I like Diablo 3.
Fuck yeah!
To be fair, they kept developing it after launch too.
Yeah, well, that's really what helped it, because I don't think a lot of people liked that game when it launched.
I liked it when it launched. I could see, like, I understand why Fozzy didn't like it, because Fozzy played Diablo 2 for, like, 1,000 hours.
Yeah.
I generally don't have 1,000 hours to put into a game, so...
Sure.
I put, like, 30 into Diablo 3 when it first came out, and moved on.
Oh, there's another thing I meant to put into news that... We didn't. Vice has been doing a lot of cool shit lately that I think a lot of people should check out. Like, they've been doing some cool video documentary stuff.
But Vice Gaming or just Vice?
Yeah, sorry, Vice Gaming specifically. I forget that they do other things than gaming. That's literally all I've gone to them for in the past month and a half. But Zoe Quinn, like, has come out from her hiding spot that she... Unfortunately, had to go into to announce her new game that looks absolutely hilarious, and they have like a short, like 10-minute, like documentary type thing on that. I think people should check that out because it looks awesome.
I like the team they have there. Awesome Walker, Patrick Klepek.
Yeah, man, powerhouse dream team right there.
Some good news stuff there. So
there's some cool stories there. They also, if you're into like just curious at like pro. What is that? What I watch? Pro DDR tournaments in Japan. There's a fun 10-minute short on that as well. But yeah. Anyways, to answer his question, kind of.
Yeah, there's some.
I'm looking at these articles, and I love that. Like, it's like, you know, top 10 games that have spent the longest time in development. Duke Nukem's always first because it spent 15 years in development.
Yeah, it was a long time.
I mean, if Half-Life 3 ever comes out, there's like old footage.
Yeah, no.
What?
I remember who's that guy? Oh shit, Jason something, who was he has a gaming YouTube channel now. I can't remember his name. He used to do stuff on IGN, and he used to work at he made Fear. He used to work at what is it, Monolith. He used to be friends with the guys who ran 3D Realms. I remember him talking about Duke Nukem Forever like 10 years ago. It's insane.
There was, like, old-ass PC footage of it, like, when it was originally developed. It looked completely different.
Yep.
So, that game got, like, rebooted a bunch of times.
Oh, it's the rebooty of previous games. Yeah. If Half-Life 3 ever gets finished and released, that might actually rival it as longest. I mean, Orange Box came out 9 years ago.
Half-Life 3 is not in development.
But do you think they've been working on that game?
I don't know. So like,
I don't think so.
I think maybe they have started and stopped multiple times. Because there have been like leaked artwork and stuff from like concept art from the game and stuff that's like old like Winter Mountain based stuff and that artists have come out. But whether they're still working on that project anymore, I can't say. But I think at one point they were. And then, you know, they made a lot of money in free-to-play multiplayer games, so. But.
Oh, well.
Somewhat unrelated news story. I guess kind of very unrelated, but whatever. We talk shit on here. The Leslie, what's her name? Leslie Jones thing? You guys been following that?
Oh, a little bit.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah, people are bad. It's
total bullshit.
This is me shaking my finger at the internet. Stop being bad.
Naughty well, internet. Naughty. Well,
also, would it surprise anybody if I told you I looked up the nude photos?
Absolutely not.
I did.
You are part of the problem, Hefe.
I didn't. Problem. I'm not. No. No. I had nothing to do with it. I didn't
that adds demand to those photos. It assists in their the sexual exploitation of a person.
Bad. Now, you looked them up. Did you actually find them?
I guess. I'm sorry.
Did you find them, Jeff?
Yeah. I saw them.
Of course you did.
Well. Oh, I saw. All right, I saw two photos.
You don't need to go into detail.
One was just. Okay.
Just saying.
Just thank you, though.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, whatever. I mean, over what?
Over a fucking movie. Like,
that's what I was. I said that to I think Aaron yesterday. I'm like, all she did was make a dumb movie. Like, but like I heard some podcasts today where they're like, no, it all started because she became a cast member on SNL and people were mad about that.
Yeah, it started. It like, started what? Way back then, and then when her career ballooned, people like because of Ghostbusters got even more furious about it.
But it's like stuff. Even if you think she's not a great cast member on SNL, like
you don't have
been,
to like you
there's
don't
been plenty of terrible. Yeah, that's the thing. There's been plenty of terrible performers on SNL, and I don't particularly think she's funny yet. But like, dude, what the fuck?
Right, really? Like, you don't have to support what she does. Just don't watch it.
Yeah,
like get do something with better your with your life.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
really
plenty
sad.
Of artists
it's
that
sad
I don't
people.
Like.
Yeah, but you don't go around the internet trying to ruin their lives.
No,
so.
Because, like, I... That's
you have one of your own?
Yes.
Who cares?
Way too much fucking work. Who wants to do that? What the hell is wrong with you people? Stop it.
You have a sad, sad life if that, like, is what you get off on. Really, like... I don't know. Anyways, that's my little soapbox moment.
Yep.
Yes, I went and looked at the news.
All right. Pete, you said you had a question?
Yeah, so every once in a while I think about the reason this came up is because my brother had recently started replaying Shadow of Mordor. And I wonder, like, how come nobody has taken up the Nemesis system and, like, sort of copy and pasted that into other games because it was, like, the one thing that everybody, like, flipped their shit over when it came to that game. I mean, among other things, it's obviously a very good game, but I mean, that was, like, the unique selling point of that game. And nobody has seemed to have adapted it to other games. And I'm wondering why you guys might think that is.
I think it could still be on the way, you know.
Do you think there's just not hasn't been enough time?
I think we look just now. Look at all the games we got, like Deus Ex Last Gen, right? Like Dishonored, Bioshock. Like, I mean, Bioshock doesn't give you that, like, you know, choice system, but like big sprawling games that we got a ton of them Last Gen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just now getting to that point, like, you know, with Deus Ex, with Dishonored 2 coming out, Gears 4 coming out, like. The big games are finally hitting. I think this is the year. Like,
I mean, I think last year we had a bunch too. I mean,
you know,
we had Metal Gear,
you know,
we had Witcher.
I think there was a delay on them.
What was that, Jeff?
I was saying, I think there was a delay on them on those big games.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, last year we did start getting some of them with Metal Gear and The Witcher, as Pete said, but...
I was watching a thing, though.
Dry.
No, go ahead.
It's just been a little dry.
I was watching a thing Jim Sterling did where he was saying that, like, the whole industry going into this gen thought consoles were going to be dead, and it was all going to be, like, free-to-play model and this and that. And so, like, once consoles actually sold, now they're, like, scrambling to actually make the games that you expect, like, on consoles. Which right. I could see that. It could be correct.
Yeah, no, I can definitely see that, yeah.
And, I mean, we've had good games this gen. It just hasn't been the bang, 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 like, constant flow of them that we've had, you know, past gen. And I think we're finally hitting that. So Shadow of Mordor kind of hit at the early start of this gen. I think it might just be taking a little while to get that up to speed, and maybe we'll start seeing it in a year or two.
That'd be cool, because I really did dig that system, and I think it could work for something like gang-related, you know, in like a GTA or Sleeping Dogs-esque kind of game, or, you know, you could easily apply it to like a sci-fi kind of thing, or even you know what, where is our sequel to Shadow of Mordor?
Well, it probably took a while to make that game, though, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. But I'm surprised, you know, there were rumors going into E3 this year that that's something we were supposed to hear about, because they were, like, leaked mocap actors talking about it, or just it showed up on a couple resumes or something like that.
Now, that was that studio's first game, right?
No, that was Monolith. Monolith. Yeah, they've been around forever. They did Fear and...
Weird.
It was definitely a shift in, you know, genre for them.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that was just a thought I had. I was curious what you guys thought.
All right, well, I guess we will be back next week.
I will not be present, for I will be in Seattle for PAX West.
Pete will be at PAX West. Fozzie will probably not be here, because he will be drinking with people that are at PAX West.
Does he not have any badges? I thought he got one or two.
He might have some, but... if he follows along with how he normally does, he won't actually get there. He will drink a lot around the convention center, but I don't know if he'll ever actually make it into it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll probably talk some more Deus Ex. Tony will have some time to kind of crank into that.
Yeah.
I have Pokemon Y. I might start that.
Yeah,
we'll see. So I think Jeff's playing X.
I was. I guess so. I still am. I'm not done with it, so.
Right. Maybe we could trade or something.
Yeah.
Battle.
Yeah. Maybe we could battle. It's like, well, he's been playing a little bit longer, so his Pidgeys are probably stronger than mine.
Oh yeah.
Because I haven't started it yet. So.
Yeah, that'll do.
Yeah, so we'll have some stuff to talk about. More Deus Ex. Not No Man's Sky.
I think we've closed the door on that one, it sounds like.
Yeah. And we might get Don on to kind of get his thoughts on some things. So. All right. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.